You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. The conference took place in Washington, D.C. from October 25th through October 28th, 2008.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
My name is Ranjini Raghunathan. I was a fellow just recently at Loyola Medical School. And really, I did this study to answer a question that I couldn't really find out in the literature. And I wanted to see, among HIV patients, would having a lower testosterone correlate with a lower bone density? And what's been shown so far is that among non-HIV patients, they seem to have a correlation between testosterone and bone density. But this hasn't clearly been shown between HIV, and that too, using a control group, the non-HIV group. So I controlled for as much as one can do in a retrospective study, because this was pretty much looking at about 80 HIV patients and about 154 non-HIV patients, controlling for the factors that cause osteoporosis, such as age, race, smoking, things that generally would be associated with osteoporosis in both groups, and wanted to see if really does having a lower testosterone affect their bone density. So if you can look at table one, this is pretty much all the characteristics that I picked up in the HIV group as well as a non-HIV group, looking at the number of patients, their age, their ethnicity, etc., all the comorbidities.
Could you go through them a little bit, just because some of them are very detailed?
Mm-hmm.
Activity level, low, moderate,
yes.
High.
You know. That's right. Yeah, looking at hypertension, diabetes, hepatitis, their previous drug use between the two groups, if they've smoked ever. These are all the factors that one would, again, associate with osteoporosis. Whether they've used prednisone in the past, again, another factor. Activity level, because, you know, one would expect those with low activity level lower.
Did you measure vitamin D?
No. It's not a prospective study. This is a retrospective study. So one of the things would be look at PTH, vitamin D,
you know,
the turnover markers.
Serotonin levels, and you haven't got a measurement of vitamin D. So how much is testosterone and how much is attributable to something that you haven't looked at, which is known to be a cause?
Sure.
A bit of a flaw with the study, I think.
Absolutely. I think bone turnover markers would have been great, and I think one should definitely look at that prospectively. But given that this was a retrospective study, I just looked at those factors. Calcium, again, these are certain biochemical markers that one would see if there's a difference between the two groups. So essentially what I found is between the two groups, at the femoral neck, lumbar spine, and at the hip, there seems to be a protective factor of having a normal or greater testosterone levels in having a lower or greater bone density. And I just looked at the T-scores. And also having a lower testosterone level seems to correlate with lower T-scores, particularly in the lumbar spine. So, you know, it's I think, again, there are several limiting factors in a retrospective study. And that's why I wanted to bring this up, so that in the future we can look at really what is that interaction between HIV and testosterone affecting bone density.
What has been the most frequent questions asked about this poster from people coming here?
I think what they wanted to know is really between in the HIV group, would the duration of HIV or would the duration of being on antiretrovirals, those factors, does that affect bone density changes? And, you know, it's hard to tell because, again, this being a retrospective study, it's you need to look at this study more prospectively. But what we need to find out, first of all, is that is there a correlation between the two? And it seems like there is. And we need to use this to kind of use as a stepping board to look at further studies to see if there is true interaction between the two.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from the 2008 ICAC IDSA Joint Conference. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2008.